It was amazing that the first class I entered, fall of 51, graduated in 54. One of the first to come by was, no, wait a minute. During my first year, the one that came by was Fred Rogers in his freshman year at Dartmouth. The straight A record for the first semester. And I said, well, this is great that you want to come to Rollins. Why is this? And when you're all doing an A work and a great, he said, because I went to Dartmouth with three interests. One, the theater, two, the music, and third, creative writing. And I find in looking around that all three areas are stronger here at Rollins, because they don't really have a music department at Dartmouth, which they didn't at that time. And we had the best known creative writing professor, Edwin Granberry, here. And also he said that Annie Russell Theater, he was spellbound by it. So that's why he came here and earned 2 degrees, you know, the music degree and the other degree. Then I made my first trip to New England prep schools and went school after school. I'd visit like Andover, Exeter, St. Paul, St. Mark's, St. George's, and Brooks School, I remember. And when I went there, the headmaster, Dr. Ashman, said, well, I've had the notice up for a week and nobody has signed up to see you. And I said, oh, well, that's okay. I hope you have a little time to talk. And that's what I did at school after school, where nobody signed. Of course, that didn't happen always. But because Rollins had nobody working in admissions for 10 years, nobody working in admissions at all. They just sat back and they had taken what came by on the GI Bill. And anybody who had the money on the GI Bill could get into Rollins prior to my coming in here in 49. But Wendell Stone, dean of the college, realized the GI Bill was about to run out. And so he approached me about coming in to do the admissions job. And as soon as I could get an office created, they had no admissions office. As soon as I created an office, which is now the treasurer's office over in the administration building, I took off for this tour of schools in New England, because we were often been known as, referred to as the only New England college not located in New England. It had that much of a New England atmosphere about it. And the clientele and so on in the early days, and New England Congregationalist College. Anyway, I went up there, and then one of the schools I went to, Brooks School, Mr. Ashman said, halfway through my telling him about what was going on at Rollins, I began to describe the Annie Russell Theater, which is a far more active theater program than it is today. We would have 12 major productions a year. Now I think we have something like 4. It's just no comparison to the act. And I go by that theater and see it night after night when it's not being used for anything. That was unheard of in the 50s. There was something going on in there all the time, you know. So that's another story. But Frank, I have a student that should be in here talking to you. So next thing I know, in comes two arms, two long arms, two long legs flying around like this. And he said, I never heard of your college, but Dr. Ashburn wants me to talk to you. I said, fine, we'll sit down. So what's your name? Anthony Perkins, you see. And I said, what are your college plans? You're a senior. And he says, I'm going to fine arts school at Yale. I said, oh, that's certainly an excellent choice. And so we told him a little bit about Rollins, and he was not particularly interested. I said, what are you planning for your spring vacation? He said, well, it just so happens I'm going to be in Florida with my mother, because my grandmother is retired. I said, well, how about coming to see us? So he came to see Rollins, lost all interest in Yale. That's how we got Tony Perkins.